not Democrat, even though he's been a Republican. He says, I'll personally, he told me this morning at 8 o'clock, that I'll personally underwrite $500,000. You give me 3 days, and I'll underwrite $1 million, minimum. So if he goes on that ticket, and he said you could sweep every state in the Union, that's his opinion. I talked to Bob Anderson. He's trying to set up your, yesterday, he's trying to set up your Citizens of Johnson up there. He talks to every one of those men. He's got a hell of a lot of good Republicans lined up, including people like John Loeb. And they agree to it, and then they have second thoughts. And they come back, and John Loeb was sitting in his office and said, now, wait a minute. He said, I want to help the president. I'm for him. I'm going to be for him. But I can't get out here until I know who else will be on this ticket. Well, he said, if Kennedy's on the ticket, then I have to resign. I cannot support the ticket. And he said, I'd have to resign. So that'd hurt the president, hurt me if I were chairman of his Citizens for Johnson, Republican. And so that's a reaction that I get in just a few people I talk to. And I don't think it's any question about it. Now, Bobby Kennedy, he's got these people in these delegations. He's got some of the party bosses up there. But hell, he can't make a contest out of it. As far as you're concerned, and I just don't think you ought to let it worry you, and I think you just go and do what you think is right, and I think whatever public utterances you make on these civil rights, that New York, what the hell are they riding for? They got a state FEPC, they had it, they've got schools integrated, they've got the public accommodations, they've had it, they got a city FEPC, they got every goddamn legal safeguard, much stronger than the federal government just passed. And they're still riding, and I think you just have to be as firm, just as you have been in New York, as you are in Mississippi, and just make it abundantly clear, even if they continue to ride, that you cannot abide and not going to stand for disorderly conduct anywhere by anybody.
Well, trouble, I can't do that, because that's what Goldwater says. He's for a national police force, and I got to leave it up to the governors and the cities and only help them when they let me, and they have let me in all these three states so far. And I'm getting the information on that's worthwhile. They don't, FBI is pretty good, and they work with them pretty good. They like Hoover. All the governors do. Johnson works with him, and every one of them, Brian, all of them work with the FBI pretty good. All the state patrols do. They train most of them, and stuff like that. But it's been lucky up to now. But I don't know what will happen with fellas like, but I don't see the answer to this damn convention thing on seating.
Well, I don't either. We'll just have to, we'll have to meet that one. And that's going to be a tough problem. Because I think Mississippi and Alabama ought to be seated. Yet they've got their rules, and I just don't know what the hell we're going to do. I do think it depends largely on what happens leading up to it. If they have 100,000 Negroes up there, or 10,000, it'll make a difference how many, and they picket this thing, because Alabama and Mississippi are being seated, and then the convention kicks them out. The impression throughout the country is going to be, well, they just got kicked out because the niggers wanted them kicked out. We talked to the National Committeeman from Wisconsin yesterday here. We talked to some of my staff. He's going to be on the delegation, one of the leaders of the delegation. And he's a Democrat. And he said he's against Seaton. And we said, why? Well, I got this just their stand on this nigger question. We said, how many niggers you got on your delegation? Not a goddamn one from the state of Wisconsin. We said, you're a sorry son of a bitch to be talking about somebody else. You haven't got a single Negro on your delegation. We said, we got a lot of them. Well, he said, I guess that's right. But that's the kind of damn demagoguery you get.
How many you got in Texas?
Oh, we got 8 or 10, I guess.
How many you got on your delegation?
That's what I mean.
I know, total though. 100 and something?
Yeah, 126.
Got any Mexicans?
Yeah, we got some. Got more niggers than we have Mexicans. But we got some Mexicans. Yeah, we got men and women and niggers and Mexicans. And we got them on at large, and we got labor people, and we got every group in the world.
Well, now, they only really, the only three people that have any strength, John, that we can talk about to get nominated. If I had my ruthers and just could just push the button, I'd put McNamara, because he just is by far the most help to me of anybody. And but that's out. There's not a one that's got a delegation, whether it's Lawrence or whether it's Wagner, whether it's Daly or whether it's Minnesota or whether it's California. They don't want a single one of them go. They say that if we haven't got a Democrat in our own party,
yeah,
why, we can do it. So that's
I that. I understand that.
You just can't get anywhere with it. Now, when you go on the Catholic thing, you don't get anybody that really very strong on McCarthy. Clark Clifford thinks we may have to come to him because he just thinks that they'll say that they were discriminated against and their man got cut down, and I came along and the Protestants took over, and the man that tried to defeat Kennedy in his lifetime has defeated him in his death, Johnson Humphrey. And we may have to go to somebody that doesn't cause any trouble like McCarthy. But he's about the only one thinks that. The labor people, Meany and Ruther and the Negro people and the folks that do the work and got the votes and put up the money and the copes and all that for the party in these other states, they would generally stay with you for Humphrey against the other fellow. But they would be satisfied with either one of them. Now, those two plus McCarthy. And you can't have Stevenson. He's 63, and they're just not impressed with him, although I think he wouldn't be as antagonistic to South as either Humphrey or Bobby.
Yeah.
But he would be after he got on the ticket. They don't like him, never have, and so forth. But that's about what it adds up to. You really need somebody that's a good debater and a good TV performer and can take them on, because you're tied down so damn hard in this job. Now, I don't want to say so, but I wish I knew some nice, decent way just to let them fight it out, and anybody wants it, have it, because I don't think you can win it. You've got trouble with Khrushchev and Castro. Say they're going to shoot down your planes the minute the election's over. They're going to save it for you till then, and you just got more damn problems than I can handle. I'm just, I've got old enough and flabby enough that I can't surmount all the obstacles, and I don't have the help and the advice and the counselors and the loved ones around you to do it. I've got every man in my cabinet's Kennedy man. Everybody in my heads of my department are all somebody else's men, just kind of like you had Price Daniel men.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to change them, and I don't have the personnel if I could change them. I just don't, they didn't go to St. Marcus Teachers College, and Bill and Jesse is about what I got out of that. And so it's something I don't want to bother you with, but you're the only one I got to bother, and it's just agony. It's a real agonizing thing.
I'm sure it is.
The Republicans are voting together to a man, and the Southerners are voting with them. And we had to vote on our poverty bill this afternoon, and they offered an amendment that you couldn't have any project in any state unless the governor approved it.
Right.
So that would turn it over to every Republican governor in every Republican state. And they'd rather just take it away from the federal government's what it'd do.
Right.
And it's 45-45. And I had the votes in the House. I've got 200 ready to pass it. And then old man Smith wouldn't give us a rule. And he finally agreed to give us a rule if McCormick could hold it up 2 weeks. So we don't vote on it August 8th. And that Ed Burris is sending everybody from Texas wires and wiring everybody down there to please pull the wires in, the Manufacturers Association Chairman Collin. And I'm winning them by one vote, 45-46. And I don't know. I just shudder to think what would happen if Goldwater won it. He's man's had two nervous breakdowns. He's not a stable fella at all. He just shoots from the hip with everything. One day he says, I'm a phony and a faker, and the next day he called up, won't see me.
Yep.
And I don't really know how to handle it all. That's the honest truth. No, I don't. No, I don't. If I could find a way in the world, but it looks like that even when I get to, if I win, I lose. Because I want the South for me, and that's all I've got. And if I can't offer the ticket to South, I haven't got really anything to offer. I don't have any standing in Chicago, and Chicago Tribune, Iowa, Los Angeles, New York City. And I read the clippings last night from Arkansas. Wallace was up there, and Faubus was very friendly and introduced him and told him about how I couldn't get anybody to vote the Democratic ticket. Now, my judgment is we're going to lose every southern state, including Kentucky and Oklahoma and Missouri. Now, that's my judgment as of now. And I just don't think they can take this nigger stuff. Just keep pouring it in, and they're going to pour it in.
Yeah, I think they will. Well?
I think I'll have that conversation if I don't change, hold him on the line. If I don't change my mind, I'll have that conversation. And I'll call you afterwards, and we probably will have to make a deep pitch to governors like the Iowa governor, Hughes.
Yep.
And the Ohio leaders and Pennsylvania, and see if they'll stay with the president. Then I just think I have to say that if they don't, I'm not going to let them put somebody in bed with me that'll murder me. I just can't be president. Then that's exactly what he wants, because then his having enough support to be vice president, and I got out, he'd have it more than anybody else had.
Well,
that seems to me. But I don't think my self-respect could suffer defeat at the convention and then take the presidency, do you?
No.
So, no use being a crybaby. I just have to say that,
well, it's not that bad.
Well, I don't know. It's I'd get the southern votes, but if this thing gets out and this fight against the South gets up, I'm going to wind up without anything but the South, and the South ain't going to be for me. But they're not going to be for me on the grounds I'm a Southerner. But I have no real rapport, anything in common with those folks. The only thing is I got possession of the office at the moment.
Yeah.
And they say, well, we don't have to endure it but till November. And we can win with Goldwater nearly anybody. And we don't care.
Wrong.
Well, I think that's right too, but they don't care much. They think if I get defeated, they're in charge of all of it, you see. So I'm going to tell him, Matt, and you think about it, and then we'll come in and fight it out, and you be ready, and I'll call you back. Let me.
Right.
Anything else now?
No, I'll be your call.
Well, who would you pick as vice president right now?
What about Bob Miner?
Oh, they couldn't think of it. He's not.
No stroke?
No.
What about Abe Ribicoff?
No. Tom Dodge would like to have it, but you couldn't do it with him.
No.
You're going to have to take either Humphrey or McCarthy or Bobby. And I would take Bobby. I'd take Humphrey. And I think Humphrey would cause you trouble in the South. And I don't think he'd be much better than Bobby. And I think if Bobby's position is that you're going to lose South anyway, goddamn it, why don't you come on, let me hit till you get these other states.
Well, Humphrey can do that. Well, of course, I would take, if I were doing it, I think, and I don't know him well, and I really shouldn't say. I don't know McCarthy that well. I think
he'll get a lot of smear. He votes for the oil and gas companies. He votes for the depletion. And he'll help you a little that way in Texas, but he'll catch you uncharted hell from the Drew Pearson and the rest of them. They've already told me.
McCarthy?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he was friendly with Kerr, and he's voted for oil and gas a few times. And he's kind of regarded as a liberal renegade.
Well, I really don't know. But I'd take him on simply on the premise that nobody knows him, and damn little harm, damn little good.
Well, watch him.
If you need any help, all you need to do is keep from getting cut up.
Watch him. They're going to cut you up. They're going to cut you up.
And then I'd go with Humphrey. That's all you can do.
But you'd really prefer McCarthy to Humphrey.
Sure.
Well, we're not going to care any southern states, John. And Humphrey has a lot more appeal in other states. In the Midwest, he has a lot more appeal than McCarthy. in a state like Iowa.
Well, I think you may be surprised what happens in some of these other states now. You're getting a greater manifestation of, and more outspoken, criticism and fears expressed in the South, but I suspect that the Harlem riots are having just as deep an implication in Chicago, I mean in New York, as they are anywhere else. I know damn well they are.
Huh.
Human nature is pretty much the same. It's a matter of degree. And if they just keep on and rioting in Harlem, you're going to have unshirted hell. And you're going to have it in New York. You're going to have the same type of rebellion there in Chicago.